It's the award-winning Days Inn Midwest Race Report on Cool Gold 1460 with Dan the Voice Diker, Billy Doc Niles, and Paul the Statman Reichert, brought to you by the Days Inn Hotel and Conference Center, just off the interstate at Exit 2. Big Boar Barbecue on Highway 16 West Salem, home of the Ultimate Platter Challenge. By the Toma Sparta Speedway, racing Friday nights. By FansArena.com, the official clothing supplier for Dan, Doc, and Paul. And by Dells Raceway Park in Wisconsin Dells. Now here's Dan, Doc, and Paul with today's report.
Welcome in, race fans. It's Saturday. That means it's time for the Midwest's biggest racing program on the airwaves. That will be the Days Inn Midwest Race Report at 101.3 and AM 1460 WPOG. Along with Billy Doc Niles, Paul the Penguin Reichert, and radio man Dan Diker, coming off of a very interesting night at the La Crosse Speedway last week, in which the Diker Disco Machine only made three laps. We did save the trailer, though, because it was stuck in turn two and nobody touched it. My truck did catch on fire. It was on fire pretty good right there on the front speedway. Dave True drove it off, put it in the trailer. We'll be ready for September.
I wish I'd have been in that race. If I'd have seen that bad boy sitting there.
Well, there was so much piled up into turn two that everybody else, the way they were piled up, they were stuck. And my trailer was sitting along the tires and nobody could touch it.
I'd have nailed it.
Program today being brought to you by
Days Inn from right here in La Crosse. Hey, Oktoberfest is coming up quicker than you think, folks. Get a hold of my man, Diker. Get your Oktoberfest reservations
in now.
They're
doing it, too. They heard the show last week, and we got about 15 for Fest.
Get a hold of Diker. He will get you set up for Fest. Big Boar Barbecue, once again, voted 4 years in a row straight. Best barbecue in La Crosse County and best caterer. Dells Raceway Park, we'll tell you in segment six what they got going on tonight. TACU Credit Union. Toma Sparta Speedway, FansArena.com, J&L Collectibles, GlassCarver.com, and the Midwest Racing Connection, Midwest number one news on racing.
We're going to jump right into the interviews today. We have four of them, two from the Toma Sparta Speedway, and, two and a half from the Toma Sparta Speedway and La Crosse Speedway mixed up, and then two from the Toma Sparta Speedway. We'll just figure that out as the show goes on. We'll also give you.
I don't like your math.
We'll give you Reichert's Race Rewind and the schedules for area racing. Our first guest in the program is currently sitting eighth in points at Toma. He is in the top 10 at La Crosse, and he will finish second for Rookie of the Year at the La Crosse Speedway this year, and that would be hobby stock driver Joel Geiser of the 01 El Camino. Joel, how are you, buddy?
Good evening, gentlemen. How are you guys doing?
Doing great. Great to finally have you on the program for several reasons. Number one, to talk about your driving experience this year. And number two, your growing connection to Facebook, which I'll take credit for. I'll take credit for what you're doing on Facebook. How's that sound?
You can have all the credit in the world, buddy.
He's one of the tiny branches of the big elm tree that we have built here over the past 10 years. Joel Geiser started the year driving the 01 El Camino. Is that a former Vian El Camino?
That is the former Vian El Camino.
So, like I've said all year long, it's El Joel, El Geiser at the El Toma Sparta Speedway, El Daytona, El La Crosse Speedway, and the El Hobby Stocks.
So, how did El Joel end up with El Camino?
Well, Charles was looking to sell it at the end of last year, and I was down helping Mike Kruger down in the pits last year, off and on periodically, pretty limited schedule last year. And for Oktoberfest, he was trying to talk me into buying it. I frankly just don't have time for racing. Well, after Oktoberfest, a couple of weeks had passed, and he finally talked me into purchasing it. So it sat there over the winter, and here we are.
You know, last year, memory serves me correctly, I mean, it was a solid car. I don't remember that thing getting wrecked last year. I don't remember a lot of rubbing happened on that car.
2 years ago, he was actually leading the points before he disappeared for the second half of the season.
Yeah. So you got yourself into a solid car.
Yeah. Well, after Oktoberfest, he was going to win it or wreck it. So both bumpers ended up getting ripped off. The tailgate came off. The tranny cooler came off. So we did some welding. Stuff like that, get everything welded back on and get
sounds
it ready.
Like,
for
sounds like he was a man of his word.
Yeah, if you rewatch Oktoberfest, it was pretty dramatic, but that's the way, you know, that's Rubin's racing.
Then we head into 2019, kind of a slower start than you were probably wanting over the first, I'd say, 2 or 3 months.
Yeah, I had never, before Frostbuster, I had never put on a 5-point harness. I had big plans I was talking with Mike. We had a plan to get the car ready to go. Start testing in March out at Toma, get a hold of Greg, and ended up with both parents getting sick. Actually, mom passing April 4th.
Oh, that's right.
Dad passing April 28th. So it was 8 weeks of hospitals. I got zero preparation on the car and driving. So it showed at Frostbuster.
but if you look over the past couple weeks, I would even say the past month at Toma and here at the La Crosse Speedway, I've got a view of you in the tower when I announced the race. Billy Dock has a better view of you because he's down there in the infield. What an improvement, Billy Dock, over the past month.
I'd have to say if there is anybody who is more improved in any division across all six at La Crosse, it's definitely you. Can you feel the feel the improvement? I mean, what have you learned between the first week and the last week you've raced?
Well, like I said, Frostbuster was the first time I'd ever been in a race car. And then with developing the Facebook page, I've made relationships with all the other drivers, and they've been a huge help, helping me set up the car, giving me tips and pointers. And it's just one of those things, it's laps. Laps, and that's what Brandon Gallagher told me this year. Last year when he was a rook, he was just saying laps, 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 laps. You just got to turn laps. You just got to get the feel of the car. And between Toma and La Crosse are two hugely different tracks to drive.
You know, it's one thing I noticed, you talk about laps. 2 weeks ago, you were about a half a lap away from winning your first race. Oh, so close.
Jason Bolster's a thief.
I know. Well, and I was coming into turn one, and I told myself, do not screw this up. Do not come in too high.
Joe and I talked about this at Toma.
Yeah, I got too excited and took it a little wide, and Jason dived, you know, he dove underneath me and asked me, but that's racing. You know, I don't blame him. You know, he's not going to give up.
I thought the best comment on the internet I saw was, this makes me sad.
I was so close. I'm like, man, yeah, that would have been fun.
Talking with hobby stock driver Joel Geiser, drives the El Camino 01 at both Toma and at the La Crosse Speedway.
And Joel, last week when we were talking to Taylor Dobbs, we were talking to him about the transition from turn one on the big track and to the turn two of the little track. How much of a challenge has that been for you, or what have you found challenging about running the quarter mile of La Crosse?
Well, that is the biggest challenge, is the transition from one to two. There's no banking, and then plus, you know, there's the huge dip where the two tracks meet, and then unloads your suspension. So if you're not careful, when that suspension bottoms out, then rebounds, of course, then it takes all your bump steer and everything away, and you got to be real careful that you don't, you know, aim for the wall. So The guys at the track have told me, slow down, slow down. And for the last 6 weeks between both tracks, I've pretty much been on the pole. They call me on the pole Joel.
So, remember that. I'm using that.
First race out tonight. If you're on the pole, Diker has got it.
I got it,
nailed,
and Bill will remind me of my headphones. So, you know, that's interesting that Paul would ask you the cornering between one and two at the La Crosse Speedway. At the Toma Sparta Speedway, that's a whole different can of worms when you look at one and two and three and four.
And you got kind of the same thing going on in turn three at Toma. You've got a dip in the track where it'll kind of unload your suspension. So you got to be aware of that, too, as you come in. Once you learn to get past the dips before you start accelerating again, everything. But it's been an incredible learning experience. I used to race at La Crosse in the early 90s. I was in the pit crew, and we were under the Jeff Baker clan. We were running in the beer stocks back then for a couple of years. So,
yes, they were called beer stocks way back when, Diker.
I like that name. I wish
Hobby Stocks is the third name of this class.
I like that.
Yep, and our first year racing, it was Wednesday nights and Saturday nights. So trying to keep a race car together for two races during the week was a challenge. And then the second year was... So then I'd gotten out of it, but we moved back to the area. So I've actually gone from sitting in the stand down there by the lawn keeper for the last 8 years watching to hopping into a race car. And it's a huge difference from sitting in the stands and actually getting into the race car. It's actually kind of overwhelming.
Joel, got about 3 minutes left in the program. Talk about why you started the Hobby Stock page on Facebook, which just keeps growing.
Like I said, I've got a history with this class. I'm old enough where these were actually daily drivers when I was in high school. We were back in the day, we actually had to work on these cars, you know, carburetors, coils, everything. So I had kind of an affinity for this class. And when I got into it this year, I could see that our car counts were down. So I just decided to come up with the Facebook group, Wisconsin Hobby Stocks, as kind of my intent was to get all the drivers from this division across the state in communication with each other, and to work with track promoters to see what we can do about bringing Jefferson cars to Toma. See, you know, and we've had like Bill Schott and Mike have been quite the travelers. So far this year, we've hit Golden Sands, Jefferson. Mike's been down to Rockford, Madison. We're just kind of spreading the lacrosse love all around the state, trying to make those, create those relationships between all the different tracks.
Joel, we only got about a minute. We only got about a minute left here, so let's talk about your sponsors for 2019 and who's been helping you get to the track every week.
I just picked up a sponsor actually after I started racing at Toma. It's M&G Heavy Duty Truck and Repair out of Nakusa. Jake over there, he came through with some rims and a tachometer for me. Greatly appreciated. And then I've got M&J Services, Mike Kruger's, Mike and Jake. They've helped me quite a bit. And then I've got my wife's dog kennel here in Sparta, Shadow Valley Kennels, where we breed Australian Shepherds and stuff. And you can find all of those on Facebook. Support the sponsors that support your local tracks and your racers.
All righty, Mike Krieger, eighth in points at Toma. He is in the top 10 in lacrosse, and he will take second place in Rookie of the Year at the Lacrosse Speedway this season. Joel, it's been a pleasure getting to learn you more and more this year, buddy. Continued success. Hopefully you get that W before we're done.
Outstanding. Appreciate it, gentlemen.
Thank you, sir.
All righty, Joe Geiser, hobby stock extraordinaire, running the El Camino L01. When we come back, we're going to talk more hobby stocks at the Toma Sport Speedway with Aaron Hendricks. That's next at 101.3 and AM 1460 WBOG.
Are you looking for comfort under the sun? You can find that and a whole lot more with your stay at the Days Inn Hotel and Conference Center on French Island, Lacrosse. The Days Inn has 148 spacious rooms, an indoor pool, hot tub, fitness room, and plenty of banquet space to host that big meeting or wedding reception. If you're hungry, food and drink are just steps away at Heroes Bar and Grill inside the hotel. So if you're planning a pool party, wedding reception, or just want a night away in a jacuzzi suite, Days Inn Hotel and Conference Center on French Island is your stop under the sun.
Tonight at Dells Raceway Park, the CWRA Super Late Models return for the Walbeck Classic. They'll be running twin 30-lap features. You'll also see the UMA Modifieds, Bandits, and Legends, plus the SSNE Concrete Hobby Stocks return with twin features. Gates open at 3, qualifying at 4:30, green flag racing at 6. Go online to DellsRaceWayPark.com for more info. Super Late Models tonight at Dells Raceway Park.
You want barbecue, but she doesn't? What do you do? Hi, Jerry here at Big Boar Barbecue. We know not everyone wants barbecue. That's why we feature so much more, like our fried chicken, Philly steak sandwich, meatloaf, great burgers, salads, wraps, and more. So keep feasting the family, stop in and try something from our extensive menu. It's so much cheaper than a divorce. Big Boar and more, Highway 16 West Salem.
Yes, come on down for the best food in town at Big Boar Barbecue.
Yeah, it's a mouthful.
We made it through the first turn. Now back to Dan, Doc, and Paul on the Days Inn Midwest Race Report.
Welcome back, race fans. It's the Days Inn Midwest Race Report on 101.3 and AM 1460 WBOG. I want to remind you that CoolGold1460.com is where you can find the show podcasted every single week. It stays up there for eternity. And you might want to tune in and hear our next guest. He is a first-timer to the radio program. We do need to get him on the TV side here one of these days. He's currently running fifth in Sportsman Points at the Toma Sports Speedway and ninth in the Hobby Stocks. And he has been coming on strong here over the past couple of weeks, and that would be Aaron Hendricks. Aaron, how are you, my friend?
I'm good, Dan. How much so?
Hey, we're doing fantastic, man. And I tell you what, the car you are in now that came out about a month ago, would you agree is turning into being a little bit more fantastic?
Oh, yeah.
What do you think, Paul?
Yeah, I think Aaron's coming around. The car's looking great. He's doing a good job out there.
Now, of course, Aaron started the year running Sportsman, and you have now. How long has it been since you've been in a Sportsman car now? Three, 4 weeks?
Well, it was a hobby car to start out with, but we were just running in the class to get everything tidied up since it was the first time it was ever on the track, and then running it with the hobbies.
Kind of interesting that you haven't been in it that long in the Sportsman, but you're still in the top five. And if you look at the drivers behind you, you may just end in the top five in Sportsman. Not bad for a part-time year.
That's pretty good. I wasn't particularly planning on having it happen, but
so what have you know the differences? I mean, because people talk about differences between Sportsman. They're jumping from hobby up to sportsman, and you kind of went backwards from sportsman to hobby. What were the big changes or the big differences that you noticed?
Well, we built it for a hobby car just to start out with, but it was tires mostly for us hopping down. We're just running the rest of what we had from last year left over.
It's always nice to save tires, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Especially because of how they did the rules for hobby tires this year, because you can't have an older tire.
I thought I heard like a 3-year-old tire. Yeah.
Why don't we just ask our guest here? What is the rule for the tires?
I believe it was that 850 tire.
That's right. Tires. Okay. That's right. So Aaron Hendricks again. Go ahead.
I believe now they can be a new one and you can run them new, but I'm not positive.
And, you know, that's the big thing holding back a lot of drivers from, say, Rockford and Jefferson. Those guys want to come up here and play, but not a lot of people can find those used tires.
Right.
So talk about the hobby stock class itself, man. You've had a lot of great competition out there this year. Of course, everyone tries to chase down Andy Moore. Everyone tries to chase down Raymond Hardy. You've got some great other competitors out there. What have you learned this year, or maybe say the past month in that car?
It was definitely bigger, a lot more weight to throw around the track versus the Hornet car.
Now you were in the the Ford Mustang 2 last year, weren't you?
Nope, that was Donovan.
Oh, that was Donovan. Yeah, and then in the Ford Mustang 2. That's right.
Yeah, because I remember he ran Donovan. I went my first trip to Marshfield last year, and Aaron won the feature there. I think in the Hornet class or Ford Center class there, and when I came for the Fall Classic, I thought, oh wait a minute, that's Aaron. That's the guy that won the Marshfield. You used to race in the Hornet class. What was that experience like running there and the transition from going to the bigger car now?
Definitely wasn't expecting to go out there and run that well in the Hornet car, just especially being the first night out there. But I got lucky and took the win for that, and that was a good time.
Talking with Aaron Hendricks from the Tomo Sporta Speedway, currently running 5th in Sportsman and 9th in Hobby Stock. Aaron, once the season's done, what are you looking at for 2020? Has your race team looked that far ahead yet?
Probably going to run the same car next year. Might bring the Hornet car back out for a couple times.
Nothing wrong with running double duty, brother.
No. Oh, yeah. A lot of guys run double duty and sometimes triple duty. So talk about racing. It has to be fun to enjoy it. How much fun you having this year with the step up?
It's a blast running with the other guys in the hobby class.
You know, one advantage you have is right down below me on my announcing tower, you've got a family sitting there with the T-shirts on, and they're constantly videotaping every single race that you have. Do you get a chance to watch those and use those as a learning tool?
Usually, yes, I do. I look and see if there's anything I need improving on driving-wise or something on the track or what have you.
All right, now who are the people that sit there? Let's go ahead and name-drop them. Let's give them some kudos.
My Aunt Jenny, for one. She's always up there recording and putting them on Facebook. My mom, Sarah Hendricks. My grandpa, Jim. My grandma Mary, and everyone else that's down there all the time.
Who else?
Sorry.
Nope, go ahead. Who else? We're going to name drop everybody we can.
All right. And then my dad and the pits, especially for helping with the car all the time.
So talk about the competition, because you're behind some of the best hobby drivers pretty much in the state when it comes to racing at that track or lacrosse or anywhere for that matter. Talk about some of them guys in the pits that come up and give you advice and give you tips on what to do, and some of the guys that help you out and that you race with.
I get a lot of good advice from the other drivers, my dad especially, but they all usually have pretty good feedback and some pointers to help out here and there.
All right, we only got about 30 seconds left here. Why don't you tell us about the sponsors helping you out for 2019?
I got Milston Tire, mom, dad, and family.
Nothing wrong with that, man. Love to have that family. I mention it every single night, too, on his sponsor sheet to make sure I let people know the family. That's Aaron Hendricks. He's 5th in the Sportsman at the Tomo Sporta Speedway, 9th in points in the Hobby Stock division. That car is getting better and better as the weeks go by. And, Aaron, we look forward to seeing you race out the rest of this year into 2020.
Yes, sir. Thanks for having me.
All righty, Aaron Hendricks, folks, and you'll know where the fan base is at the Speedway, because they're right there down to the left of where I announced it up in the tower, and they've got the cool red and black shirts on. That's Aaron Hendricks from Tomo Sporta Speedway. When we come back, we're going to talk some modified racing. We're going to keep it right here at the Tomo Sporta Speedway. That's next on 101.3 and AM 1460 WBOG.
Your next adventure begins with a great rate from Tomah Area Credit Union. Hi, this is Michaela, offering you rates as low as 3.49% annual percentage rate on all auto, RV, boat, ATV, and motorcycle loans. We make lending easy with our low rates, warranties, gap, and member payment protection. Keep your money local and drive home today with a pre-approval from TACU. Apply today at TACUonline.com. Rates vary based on credit score. TACU is federally insured by NCUA.
Every Friday night, Western Wisconsin will once again come alive with the sights and sounds of stock car racing. That's right, the Thomas Sparta Speedway is rocking once again. And this Friday, mods, sportsmen, hobby stocks, mini stocks, hornets, and kids get a ride in a race car and the double spin to win race. For schedules and more information, go to thomaspartaspeedway.com.
And also check out their Facebook for events, giveaways, and a whole lot more.
Friday night racing is back at the Thomas Sparta Speedway.
Are you looking for comfort under the sun? You can find that and a whole lot more with your stay at the Days Inn Hotel and Conference Center on French Island, La Crosse. The Days Inn has 148 spacious rooms, an indoor pool, hot tub, fitness room, and plenty of banquet space to host that big meeting or wedding reception. If you're hungry, food and drink are just steps away at Heroes Bar and Grill inside the hotel. So if you're planning a pool party, wedding reception, or just want a night away in a jacuzzi suite, Days Inn Hotel and Conference Center on French Island is your stop under the sun.
It's the Three Amigos, Paul, Doc, and Dan, on the Days Inn Midwest Race Report.
Welcome back to the Days Inn Midwest Race Report on 101.3 and AM 1460 WBOG. Billy Doc Niles, Paul the Penguin Reichert, myself, the voice, radio man Dan Dinker. We are going to keep our conversation geared to the Thomas Sparta Speedway. Our next driver is in the modified division, and he is sixth in points. And I'll tell you what, out of all my years race announcing, you always see one or two drivers that something just does not. Matt Henderson at the La Crosse Speedway.
That's a perfect example
right
there.
Lost, what, three motors in a year and a half?
Yep.
Four?
Mm-hmm.
So this guy here is the epitome of Matt Henderson at La Crosse Speedway.
Yes.
We're going to talk to the flying Finlander, Darren Salo, from the Thomas Sparta Speedway. What's up, brother?
Not a whole lot. How about you?
So did that sound about right? You have got some of the worst luck over the past 2 years I have seen in a long time.
Yeah, along the same lines of Matt, we've had four motors go in the last 2 years.
Oh, man. Somebody in Western Wisconsin's loving both of you guys. So take us back to last year. I mean, if you've not had a chance to meet Darren, folks, this guy could blow a motor up and still have a smile on his face. I don't think I've ever seen him disgusted. I did see you disgusted a couple weeks ago when you had to pull in the pits. Actually, you died in front of the winner's circle, and I saw the steering wheel come off and the gloves get thrown. But beyond that, what was going on last year?
Yeah, so last year we were running a 602 crate that was date stamped from 2008, and that one is pretty much run its course, and we had figured that one time was just about near the end of its life, but we got a rocking deal on it, so it's kind of hard to pass up the deal on that one.
My wife don't let me keep clothes that long.
Well, then we got a complete crate motor from Blueprint, and that one lasted us most the rest of the year, and that one went too right towards the end.
Right.
And then going into this year, we had a short block from Competition Products sent to us, and that one didn't even make it the first night, and he ejected a rod out the side.
Holy cow.
Then we got another short block and then put that one together, and that one lasted about 40 laps. And then on the second night, that one also shot a rod out the block.
Whoa.
Man.
So talk about I've heard you've gone into the experimental process now since you've gone through so many motors. Talk about this experiment you're trying now.
All right. So it's kind of a half-breed between a late model motor and then the motors we had been running. We're running a LM7, a 5.3-liter truck motor out of like a 05 to 07 Chevy Silverado. And it's a stock truck motor. It's got stock head, stock rotating assembly, all the way down to the dish pistons that it's got. And all we did is that we got a different oil pan so it meets the clearance issues. We got a different camshaft so we can actually make some more power out of it. And then an intake so that way we can run a carburetor on it. And it's all standalone ignition, and it's carbureted. So we sacrificed 30 cubic inches to get aluminum heads. It was just about it.
Well, it's especially at Thomah is not really a power track more than anything. But have you any inkling as to why those other four motors went? I mean, is there's any indication at what made them blow?
I've had a lot of people offer advice on what to look for to see what could have blown it up, from water pumps, harmonic balancers, to our direct drive shaft on the transmission. It's hard to say. I mean, we don't crank as many RPM as everyone else does out of the 350s. I mean, we only turn about 6,200 max, and we've got the shortest gears out of everyone, so I don't think it's RPM-wise, but it's one of them things where I think it's going to be life's greatest mysteries.
Darren Salo, our guest on the program, six in points with the Mighty Modifieds at the Tomo Sport of Speedway. So we try to get some of the cobwebs out of what you're running this year. And over the past couple of weeks, it's been this and it's been that again. What happened last weekend?
It's been one thing after another. Nobody at Tomo's track, and myself or Grandpa and really anyone that I know, has ever done a carbureted LS-based motor. And there's enough stuff that's different going from the Gen 1 small blocks to the Gen 3 small blocks that there's enough differences just to make it a little bit irritating, because not everything meshes up, and it's just going to take us a while to work out all those bugs.
Darren Salo joining us on the program. Bill, did you ever have that many problems in your late model?
Not in two seasons, much less a season and a half. Holy cow.
You know,
I had a problem like that in my old street stock down at the Dells for about 6 weeks, but nothing that lasts this long.
And Darren, not to keep harping on it, but man, you're such a great talent. You're such a great guy to be around. How frustrating is this that every time you get to the track, you have to be thinking, okay, what's going to happen next before you even go out to qualify?
It's been very challenging, and it's hard to keep a smile on the face. Something that crossed my mind the other day is that over the whole season this year, I've only finished one heat race. Every other one, I've either had motor issues or fighting ignition or carburetor. It's just been one thing after another. But I know that when we get this motor dialed in, it's going to be a very strong and competitive motor.
And we look forward to seeing you run up front. You know, let's talk about something that's actually a positive spin on racing, and that's your family. Your family's been around that track for a long, long time.
Yeah, my grandpa talks about racing on Tomo for the very first night when Dave Marcus and Dick Trickle were there, the one night that it was dirt still before it got paved.
Oh, wow.
Oh.
Did he get his butt kicked?
I don't think he talks about the standings very much, so it's hard to say one way or another. But I'd like to have good spirits because I know he's a damn good driver.
Right. Yeah, I know, because I've been on and off at that track since 2007, and your mom and grandpa were the first two people I ever met out there, and I've gotten to know your grandpa very, very well over the years. He's a permanent fixture then. You cannot get him away from that racetrack.
Yeah, and it's kind of odd because when we started to get into racing, I actually worked at the Tomo track the first year it was opened back up in 2013 or 2012, somewhere around there. And when I had toyed with the idea of getting a race car, he was hell-bent against it. He wanted me to have nothing to do with it.
Oh, really?
Until I told him I was going to buy my own, and then next thing you know, we're going to look at a Hornet car.
So modifieds this year, of course, and there's no way you're going to stop racing this year until you get the bugs worked out. Is this going to kind of set the stage for more modified racing in 2020 at Tomo?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And where else? Just Tomo?
Well, if we get this motor thing figured out, a lot of other tracks that have invitationals and tracks like the Dells and then Plover and all them, they have some pretty strict rules against no aluminum heads and no roller camshafts, which there's no way to get around that with the motor that we're running because they don't make an iron head for them or a flat tappet camshaft. But it's going to be one of those things where we kind of got to get on our knees and beg to let us run there. So it's probably going to be an invitational only kind of thing, but Tomo's my home track, so that's where I plan on running most of the time.
And at Tomo, you've got some great competition out there, Darren. Not just yourself, but you also got Paul Brown, you got Nick Quinnell, Kevin Seidler, the DeVitos. How do you feel about the competition out there at Tomo with the modifieds?
I couldn't ask for a better group of guys to race with. We're all a big, close-knit family, even though we may have our differences on the track and get a little heated with one another. But being able to race with people like Paul Brown and Brad Wild, to have championships under their belts before I was even born, is an absolute honor. I'm kind of the baby of the modified division, being the youngest guy there.
Right.
And everyone else has a lot more experience than I do.
All right, we got a little less than a couple of minutes left here. Why don't you talk about some of the great sponsors that have been helping out, because you obviously cannot go through what you're going through without great sponsors.
Well, I'm going to open up with the best sponsor of all, my grandpa Don DeVoe. I really wouldn't be here without him. He's kind of footed the bill and kept me on the straight path with most of the stuff we've done with the race car, even if we don't see eye to eye on everything. But I got to thank Tony Backus at Superior Automotive in Tacoma, the guys out to Shaw's Auto Salvage and Repair and Warren's, Knabel's Apple Orchard of Mountain City, South Dakota, and then Ryan Phillips Graphics and Tough Enough Auto Body, Paul Brown.
You know, I've always wanted to ask you this. How do you get an apple orchard? There are apple orchards all over western Wisconsin. How do you get one from South Dakota?
Well, I'm going to let a little bit of a secret out to you, Dan.
Oh, breaking news, breaking news. Make the sounder. Make the sounder.
Knabel's apple orchard is actually family related. My great aunt Elaine Knabel was a DeVoe. It's my grandpa's sister, and okay. She married Jim Knabel. And he's actually the mayor of Mountain City, South Dakota. Oh. And both of them have an apple orchard out there.
Nice. Oh, wow. I think that was the best description of a sponsor we've had all year. Yeah, that was simply outstanding. He runs sixth in points at the Tomasporta Speedway. Get the demons out of that motor, and he would be – there's no doubt he would be running in the top three against Brad Wilds and Paul Brown. Darren Salo, folks, if you've never met him, you got to go down and meet this guy. He's always got a smile. He's always got something great to say, and he's one of the big parts of the Tomasporta Speedway. Darren, it's been great to have you on the program for the first time, my friend, and we will see you at the Tomasporta Speedway.
Sounds good. It's been a pleasure.
Alrighty, Darren Salo, the Flying Finlander, sixth in points at the Toma Sport of Speedway. When we come back, we're going to talk to another driver that's been at Toma and lacrosse and all over the place.
All over the place.
Larry Bolsters coming up next.
Bang.
On 101.3 and AM 1460 WBOG.
Tonight at Dells Raceway Park, the CWRA Super Late Models return for the Walbeck Classic. They'll be running twin 30-lap features. You'll also see the UMA Modifieds, Bandits, and Legends, plus the SSNE Concrete Hobby Stocks return with twin features. Gates open at 3, qualifying at 4:30, green flag racing at 6. Go online to DellsRaceWayPark.com for more info. Super Late Models tonight at Dells Raceway Park.
Your next adventure begins with a great rate from Toma Area Credit Union. Hi, this is Michaela, offering you rates as low as 3.49% annual percentage rate on all auto, RV, boat, ATV, and motorcycle loans. We make lending easy with our low rates, warranties, gap, and member payment protection. Keep your money local and drive home today with a pre-approval from TACU. Apply today at TACUonline.com. Rates vary based on credit score. TACU is federally insured by NCUA.
You want barbecue, but she doesn't? What do you do? Hi, Jerry here at Big Boar Barbecue. We know not everyone wants barbecue. That's why we feature so much more, like our fried chicken, Philly steak sandwich, meatloaf, great burgers, salads, wraps, and more. So keep feasting the family. Stop in and try something from our extensive menu. It's so much cheaper than a divorce. Big Boar and more, Highway 16 West Salem.
Yes, come on down for the best food in town at Big Boar Barbecue.
Yeah, it's a mouthful.
It's the Three Stooges of Short Track Racing, Doc, Dan, and Paul, on the Days End Midwest Race Report on Cool Gold 1460.
Welcome back, race fans. It's the Days End Midwest Race Report here on 101.3 and AM 1460 WBOG, CoolGold1460.com, and thousands of people listen every week. They tell us on the TuneIn app.
Love that TuneIn app.
Can't believe our next guest I've never had on this program, though he was one of the first drivers I think I ever met.
He's one of the most colorful guys ever. I can't believe you haven't had him on the show.
At the LaCrosse Speedway when I started there 13 years ago. He's been in a variety of transportation at many, many racetracks throughout the Midwest. Of course, his home track right here, the LaCrosse Speedway. Matter of fact, he was driving a sportsman car that I think is still on the side of a building on French Island that I drive past all the time, and that would be Four Corners, Wisconsin's Larry Bolster. Larry, how are you, my friend?
Oh, doing great up here in the woods. It's all great up here. Man, how are you doing today?
That was a hell of an introduction, wasn't it?
Yeah, we almost ran out. We almost ran out of time with that introduction.
Well, that's what I was kind of wondering there. You must have really thought that one up good.
Larry's been around for how long? Have you been racing, man?
Since about 1986. Used to do the enduros over in Toma back in the day. Back when I was young and in my prime.
And you're still racing, so you're still young and in your prime.
No, I'm older in dirt and just barely getting around. These youngsters are taking me to school.
especially a son called Jason Stark.
Yeah. He did that to me last Friday night. He bottom-tied me in. You know, it was all good.
You know,
I deserved it.
I was replaying that race as I was driving to the studio today, and I was going to ask, what were the chances of a bump and run going on? Because, man, I figured it was – I think I even mentioned that as I'm broadcasting the race. I'm like, wonder if Dan's going to bump Sun out of the way.
I was – anyway, after he got me on the inside, I was going into three. I thought about giving him a little loving, you know, and I thought, well, you know, my car ain't scuffed up that bad yet. I better wait a little bit.
Wait a minute. This is an imposter. This is not Larry Bolster. Because Larry Bolster would not have thought anything like that.
Well, this is the old school Larry. You know, I don't have the big 1963 Chevy front bumper on like I used to have in the old days. I couldn't even do a thing to it.
You hit people and that thing never dented.
Oh, Christ. Yeah, that was a good car. I love that car. It's sitting out in my woods here. I talk to it every once in a while.
You know, I just...
It's sitting underneath a pine tree.
I just saw a picture you post on Facebook over the last week. You were selling something in your driveway, and that car was off in the distance to the right-hand side. Why is it still sitting?
Well, it's because I like talking to it. Jerry Lindbergh, when the iron prices were up, he wanted to come up and take it, and he was going to cut it up. I said, you know what? Possession's 9/10 to the law. I'm going to keep this baby on that tree. And this way I can talk to it every once in a while, you know. And it does talk back every once in a while. It's getting a little worse for wearing that pine tree back there. She's falling full of pine needles and stuff.
And you know,
it's still there, though.
It still looks like the last time I remember you driving it.
Does it ever talk back and say, please take me out and race me?
Well, yes, it does. You know, there's three bodies sitting there next to it, and there's two frames. So it could be redone again. You know, and if the thought has crossed my mind and the kid's mind before redoing it. So it just might happen someday.
Larry Bolster joining us on the program, race car driver extraordinaire here in the Midwest. You know, your car, it used to be the Double Deuce there on French Island. So when I first moved to the island, I was seeing that every single time that I would go home. How did that painting of your car come about on the side of a building?
You know, I'm not even for sure, but I can't remember his name. He still owned a Double Deuce. He really liked coming to the races and stuff. And
Tom Peterson.
And had the name on the back.
Tom Peterson.
Yep. He's a big – yeah, he loves Las Vegas. And usually does pretty good out there.
Yeah, usually.
But anyway, he wanted on the car really bad, you know. And him and Jerry had known each other for years, and we went there for lunch quite a bit. And he goes, I want to get on your car. So I said, hey, you know. But he goes, but I want the back tail, you know. And there was nothing on there, so it all worked out good. And next thing you know, I'm on the side of a tavern. Usually, I'm inside the tavern, not inside the tavern. You know,
not many people can say they can be on the inside and the outside at the same time. How much fun are you having racing right now? This has got to be the most fun you've had in a long time.
Well, it ain't bad. You know, I just can't drive like I used to. I mean, you get a little older. You know, your reaction times slow down. And, you know, I haven't been driving regularly either. I took off for like 10 years, and I was almost healed. I would put racing fuel in my motorcycle, and some of it still smelled good, and you know, I was healed. I didn't go to the races or nothing. All of a sudden, the kids started racing. And then next thing you know, I got a car again. What the heck, you know?
You know, I want to get into that here because there's two big questions I want to ask you in the next 5 minutes. Because when I first started at lacrosse, I think Jason, that's when I called him the Spark Stark when he was in Thunderstocks.
Yep.
Talk about following him and the progress he has had, because he has got to be one of those drivers in the Midwest here. I don't care what you put him in, watch out.
Oh, yeah, he's a master. He's a wheel man. Whatever he gets in, he can drive. And I think he might have got that from his dad or his grandpa. I'm not for sure. But whatever it seems like he gets in, he wins with it, you know, and stuff. And he's been doing really good with the late models. We ran the Dells here last weekend, but we had a little troubles. We got DQ'd, but it is what it is. Mm-hmm. And otherwise, we've run Sportsman's 2 years in a row. We're doing the traveling series. We did Dells, Plover, Madison, Marshfield. We drove all over the place with Dave Truitt, and Dave Truitt was a big help to us. And helped our car go a lot faster, and so was Derek Squires. He's a big part of everything that we do. And, yeah, DCR Racing. And, yeah, everything's been good. Right now, my car is actually at DSR, getting out of the front-end stuff. It still has a Milwaukee Mile setup in it, and we run Toma the last couple of weeks with it, and it just don't want to turn in the middle. I don't know why.
You just led me into my next question that I want to get out. So here we are at the Milwaukee Mile. I'm getting ready to announce the Mid-American Stock Car Series. Larry Bolster finally stops teasing people on Facebook, shows the car there, and you can't run the Milwaukee Mile. And I saw the disappointment on your face, man, when I came down there afterwards. What happened?
Well, I had two bulbs went down in the camshaft. It didn't blow up or anything like that. It was just something that happens, you know, sometimes with racing, you know. It is what it is, but it runs good now. Everything got that all figured out, and everything's going great with that. But it was nice to see other people, you know, like Jeff Thompson. He's always wanted to go there. I got to watch the smile on his face, and Sam Messel, that has my kid's old sportsman's car.
Yep.
The smile on her face.
Which he just won in last Friday at Toma.
Yep. My kid was driving that one. Yep. Now Sam's going to be driving that this Friday night for Mid-America. And she's a pretty good driver. She gets around pretty good.
Hey, I tell you what, Paul and I were very impressed when she came out to Toma about 3 or 4 weeks ago. It was like she'd raced there before. We were very impressed with her.
Yeah, first time ever on the track. First time ever. Usually she raced in Madison. And her old car is one that Henry Vian's driving right now. And that car used to be the double deuce car that I raced in 2008. I won the championship with. That's the same car.
Man, that thing's been around.
Yeah. Wow.
Jeff Thompson had it too. All of them young guys have had it.
It's the town bicycle. Everybody gets a ride.
Yeah. That's right. Yep. It's way on the corner. Somebody's going to go for a ride.
And Larry, I'm wondering, how are you having more fun now? Back when you were running the Sportsman, the lacrosse, it doesn't matter if it's a 63 Chevelle or a car you won the championship with, or racing Sportsman now here.
Well, racing Sportsman and lacrosse is a lot of fun. Of course, like you say, I was younger and I was winning a lot. So, I mean, that makes a lot of difference, you know. But it's been a lot of fun with my kid. Out traveling with him, and say like Dave Truitt, he was kind of like, he said I was his hero when he was growing up. So back in the old Toma Sparta days, so we got to work with him, and it was, you know, and just to get to meet people, get out and travel and stuff. We like that. I like lacrosse. There's nothing wrong with that either, but it's nice. I raced lacrosse for so many years. It's nice to get out and do something different, you know, on different racetracks. And that all seems to work out pretty good.
Yeah, we only got about a minute left here, Larry. You got any sponsors that are helping you out here in 2019 to get you to these tracks?
Oh, yeah, I got DSR Racing, Racing Chassis. I got Harris's Crossing Tavern, and they got a poker run going out of there on Saturday for St. Jude's. So that should be a good ride. You don't have to race, so I'm going to go for a bike ride. who else I got? Linehan Auto Body, no damn the man Linehan. He painted the car. Greg Lynn, they put the lettering on the car. I got Spartek, the place where I work. Who else is on there? Oh, it's Baron Raisin. Floor covering. I think that's all I got on there right now. And plus, my kid helps out. And Monty Lockington helps out. My kid's been driving his truck. And, yeah, it's all been kind of fun. All kind of like a family thing. Even though we're not really family, we're family, you know. It's racing family.
Larry, it is. I can't believe Dan has waited so long to get you on the show. We're definitely going to have to do this again next year. And it's been a pleasure having you on, man. Thank you very much for joining us today.
Hey, I really enjoyed it, too. Well, you have a great day. I'm going to go back in the garage here and see what the boys are doing to the truck, because that's racing in Wausau on Thursday.
All right. That's Larry Bolster, a true renaissance man when it comes to racing here in Wisconsin. When we come back, it's time for the Reichert Race Rewind. You are listening to the Days Inn Midwest Race Report on 101.3 AM 1460 WBOG.
Every Friday night, Western Wisconsin will once again come alive with the sights and sounds of stock car racing. That's right. The Toma Sparta Speedway is rocking once again. And this Friday, mods, sportsmen, hobby stocks, mini stocks, hornets, and kids get a ride in a race car. And the double spin to win race. For schedules and more information, go to TomaSpartaSpeedway.com.
And also check out their Facebook for events, giveaways, and a whole lot more.
Friday Night Racing is back at the Toma Sparta Speedway.
Are you looking for comfort under the sun? You can find that and a whole lot more with your stay at the Days Inn Hotel and Conference Center on French Island, La Crosse. The Days Inn has 148 spacious rooms, an indoor pool, hot tub, fitness room, and plenty of banquet space to host that big meeting or wedding reception. If you're hungry, food and drink are just steps away at Heroes Bar and Grill inside the hotel. So if you're planning a pool party, wedding reception, or just want a night away in a jacuzzi suite, Days Inn Hotel and Conference Center on French Island is your stop under the sun.
Want to keep your employees happy? Buy them all lunch. Hi, Jerry here at Big Boar Barbecue. We cater lunches all the time for businesses big and small, 10 to 500. We can handle it. Give us a call and we'll help you figure out a great menu. Let's face it, good people are hard to find, so we can help you keep the ones you got. My grandpa used to say, you want to keep someone happy? Feed them barbecue. Big Boar Barbecue, Highway 16 West Salem.
Yes, come on down for the best food in town at Big Boar Barbecue.
And online at BigBoarBBQ.com.
Oh, here we go. Back at the Days Inn Midwest Race Report with Dan, Doc, and Paul.
Welcome back, race fans. Days Inn Midwest Race Report on 101.3 and AM 1460 WBOG. I'm Radio Man Dan Doc, along with the Penguin, Paul Reichert. And, well, this guy, of course, is going to be throwing out results left and right. We do have to say kudos to our latest sponsor of the program, our latest advertising partner, TACU Credit Union in Toma. And, man, I tell you what, every week they've been giving away tickets to Toma.
Oh, yes. They're a great sponsor, sponsoring the Victory Lane, sponsoring the six-shooters out there. They're the kind of sponsor you want to have at your racetrack.
Have you liked them on Facebook yet?
I got to do that. Yes,
I've been announcing that for how many weeks now, and you haven't done it?
I'll take care of it.
Penguin, we're going to put him back on the dunce chair.
Oh, God.
Niles is there right now. You're going next. I'll switch you right in the middle of the segment if I have to. Before we do that, all right, I'm going to contemplate. We're going to see how good the Reichert Race Rewind is. And if it fails, he's going in the dunce chair. If it's good, then he'll continue into segment six. Take it away, Penguin.
All right, Dan, we'll start with the World of Outlaw Late Models running their swing through Wisconsin this past week. Monday at Plymouth, Brandon Shepard scored the win. Shane Clinton won Tuesday at Shawano. USAC Midgets were at Grandview Speedway in Bechtelsville, Pennsylvania. Tyler Courtney the winner. At Rice Lake, the 25th anniversary running of the Little Dream Street Stock Race taking place. A record $25,000 to win for that race. Jim Randall won for the third time. Super Dirt Car Series ran at Eldora on Wednesday night as the warm-up for the trucks. Eric Rudolph the winner, and Zeb Wise won the USAC Midget Race at Action Track USA in Kutztown, Pennsylvania. Thursday, night one of the USA Nationals at Cedar Lake. World of Outlaw Late Models feature won to Jonathan Davenport. Dan Gullickson took the USRA Late Model feature. Blue Race at Kaukauna, final round of the Red, White, and Blue Series. Twin features for the Super Late Models both went to Ty Majeski. Maxwell Schultz is your champion. And the Late Model feature was won by Eddie Munster. Brazen Bennett claimed the Late Model Red, White, and Blue Championship. IMCA Dirt Nights Tour at Kossuth County Speedway in Algona, Iowa. Richie Gustin the winner. And the USAC Midgets were at Path Valley Speedway Park in Spring Run, Pennsylvania. Chad Boat the winner. And night one for the 360 Nationals at Knoxville for the 360 Sprint Cars. Ryan Giles took the win. Friday, night two at Cedar Lake at the USA Nationals. Preliminaries for the World of Outlaw Late Models. NASCAR Late Models are part of that show. John Cantor the winner. Golden Sands saw Jeremy Lepak win the Super Late Model feature. Bill Preetzel the Modified feature. Grundy had twin features for the Super Late Models. Josh Nelves and Keith Tolf the winners. Josh Angst won the USRA Modified feature at Mississippi Thunder. Brad Wiles won the Modified feature at Thomas Sparta. Midwest Dash also, by the way, was at Golden Sands. Kyle Stark scored the victory. IMCA Deer Brothers Late Models at Lee County Speedway in Donaldson, Iowa. Jeff Akey the winner. Modifieds of Mayhem at Five Flags Speedway down in Pensacola, Florida. Kyle Purvis the winner. NASCAR K&N Pro East Series had a rain-shortened race at Watkins Glen. Max McLaughlin scored the win. Sam Mayer third. Derek Krause ninth. NASCAR Wayland Modified Tour at Stafford Springs, Connecticut. Ronnie Silk the winner. PORWRA Midgets and the World of Outlaw Sprint Cars both at Ken Schrader's place, Federated Auto Parts Raceway at I-55, night one of the Ironman 55 weekend. Rico Abreu won the PORWRA Midget feature, Brad Sweet the World of Outlaw Sprint Car feature. USAC Midgets at Linda's Speedway in Jonestown, Pennsylvania, Zeb Wise the winner, and James McFadden won night two for the 360 Nationals at Knoxville. Saturday at ABC Raceway, Neil Baldock won the Wasota Modified feature. Final night for the USA Nationals at Cedar Lake. NASCAR late model feature went to Jimmy Mars. And for the World of Outlaw late models, the Big A Main was won by Chris Madden. At Deer Creek, Brandon Davis took the USARA modified feature. Double features for the NASCAR late models at Elko, Adam Benzik and Chris Merrick the winners. At La Crosse, some interesting happenings in the NASCAR late model feature saw Steve Carlson wind up in victory lane. John Reynolds Jr. took the NASCAR late model feature at Rockford. American-Canadian toured North Woodstock, New Hampshire. Wayne Helliwell Jr. the winner. Another win for Jack Routson with the Badger Midgets at Sycamore. The Cars Tour were a Hickory for the Throwback 276. Matt Craig won the Super Late Model feature despite a little fisticuffs with Bubba.
Saw that.
Yeah. And Ryan Repko.
Bubba gave the old man a thumping on the wall.
And Ryan Repko won the Late Model feature.
And then there were some comments I saw on Monday that the one guy that was involved says, hey, if we're going to do this for the rest of the year, I'm ready to go. And then Bubba came back and said the same thing. Said, hey, if this is how this thing's going to end up, he goes, I'm not scared. I'm not backing down from nothing. So you're going to see that thing continue.
Oh, yeah. I pretty much doubt.
Especially when the crew members are involved in fighting.
Oh, yeah. Midwest Dash Series and Tundra Super Late Models both were at Wausau. Ultra Fast Casey Johnson won the Super Late Model feature. Patrick Tickey took the Midwest Dash feature. PORWRA Midgets and World of Outlaws Sprint Cars Night 2 of the Ironman 55 down at Peevely. Rico Abreu won again in the PORWRA Midgets, and Sheldon Hodenschild won the World of Outlaws Sprint Car race. USAC Midgets at Newmanstown, Pennsylvania. Logan Seve the winner. U.S. Modified Touring Series at Lucas Oil Speedway in Wheatland, Missouri. Rodney Sanders wins again. 360 Nationals, the final night at Knoxville. The Big A Main went to James McFadden. Sunday at Slinger, Steve Apel won the Super Late Model feature. Jack Stern, his second straight late model feature. Final race of the season for the Advantage RV Modified Tour at Casino Speedway in Watertown, South Dakota. Johnny Broken the winner. Shane Sobreski is the champion. IMSA WeatherTech Sports Car Championship Series was at Road America. Exciting ending saw Henry Ticknell and Jonathan Bomarito and their Mazda claim the win. NHRA wrapped up their Western Swing Pacific Raceways in Kent, Washington. Austin Proc upset Steve Torrance in Top Fuel. John Force with his 150th funny car win and his 750th start. Wow, that's
how many people said that's not funny.
Matt Hartford won in Pro Stock. Pass North Tour at Spud Speedway in Caribou, Maine. DJ Shaw the winner. U.S. Modified Touring Series at Monet, Missouri. Guess who won again? Rodney Sanders. Can't stop him. And the eighth annual Capitani Classic for the 410 Sprints ran Sunday at Knoxville. David Gravel scored the victory. And that'll do it for this edition of Records Race Rewind.
What a name to end on, Gravel.
All right, got to wrap things up. We are really late behind the show today, so we're going to come back and let you know what's going on at La Crosse Speedway coming up next right here on 101.3 1460 WBOG.
Tonight at Dells Raceway Park, the CWRA Super Late Models return for the Walbeck Classic. They'll be running twin 30-lap features. You'll also see the UMA Modifieds, Bandits, and Legends, plus the SSNE Concrete Hobby Stocks return with twin features. Gates open at 3, qualifying at 4:30, green flag racing at 6. Go online to DellsRaceWayPark.com for more info. Super Late Models tonight at Dells Raceway Park.
Your next adventure begins with a great rate from Toma Area Credit Union. Hi, this is Michaela, offering you rates as low as 3.49% annual percentage rate on all auto, RV, boat, ATV, and motorcycle loans. We make lending easy with our low rates, warranties, gap, and member payment protection. Keep your money local and drive home today with a pre-approval from TACU. Apply today at TACUonline.com. Rates vary based on credit score. TACU is federally insured by NCUA.
Every Friday night, Western Wisconsin will once again come alive with the sights and sounds of stock car racing. That's right, the Toma Sparta Speedway is rocking once again. And this Friday, mods, sportsmen, hobby stocks, mini stocks, hornets, and kids get to ride your race car. And the double spin to win race. For schedules and more information, go to TomaSpartaSpeedway.com.
And also check out their Facebook for events, giveaways, and a whole lot more.
Friday night racing is back at the Toma Sparta Speedway.
There's the white flag. One more lap on the Days Inn Midwest Race Report on Cool Gold 1460.
Welcome back one more time, race fans. The final segment of the Days in Midwest Race Report on 101.3 and AM 1460 WBOG. La Crosse Speedway tonight, the first of 2 weeks in a row. We're going to see double late model features. And after Nick Peditsky fell 23 behind Steve Carlson last week, Billy Doc Niles, you were up because you had the flu. You saw the replay. This is going to be an interesting stretch over the next, four races here at La Crosse.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, tough call for the officials there last Saturday. Puts Nick in a big hole, but he's got four features to make that up. He's eyeing that national championship too. I've heard his schedule for the rest of this year. Very ambitious schedule, taking a shot at that national championship. So hopefully this is the one race he can throw away and not get affected.
What else do we have at La Crosse Speedway this evening?
La Crosse tonight, we got the late models, the sportsmen, the hobby stocks, the minivans are in action. Double features for the late models. Plus, it's buck night tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Man. Gates open at 6 o'clock, folks. Get in there and get that meal and that first beer down there at 6 o'clock. Qualifying at 6:15, first green flag at 7:30. Dells Raceway Park tonight. CWRA Super Late Models are in town. Twin 30-lap features for them. Twin Hobby Stock features tonight. Plus the Modifieds, the Bandits, and the Legends. Time trials at 4:30. First green flag at 6. Next Friday at Toma. Modified, Sportsman, Hobby Stocks, Mini Stocks, Hornets, Six Shooters, Kids Rides immediately after qualifying. Qualifying starting at 6:15. First green flag at 7:30.
All righty. That's going to do it for the program. Again, check out the respective websites for La Crosse Speedway, Thomas Porter Speedway, and Dells Raceway Park. I want to thank all of our sponsors for jumping on board. Just a reminder, folks, you want to go to Toma this month before the season is ending, go to the TACU Area Credit Union Facebook page, like the Facebook page, and you may be winning not only money, but tickets. You never know what they're going to be throwing out. On behalf of Billy Doc Niles, good to see that he is back upright and taking fluids. Paul the Penguin Reichard, who staved off the dunce chair. He was close there to start segment five. And our producer, Jesse. I'm radio man Dan Dyker. Thanks for joining us. Support your local short tracks. This is 101.3 and AM 1460 WBOG.
There's the checkered flag. That's this week's edition of the Days Inn Midwest Race Report, brought to you by the Days Inn Hotel and Conference Center, just off the interstate at Exit 2. Big Boar Barbecue on Highway 16 West Salem, home of the Ultimate Platter Challenge. By the Toma Sparta Speedway, racing Friday nights. By FansArena.com, the official clothing supplier for Dan, Doc, and Paul. And by Dells Raceway Park in Wisconsin Dells. Join us next week at the same time for the Days Inn Midwest Race Report on Cool Gold 1460 WBOG.